Live. This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting huge numbers of protesters are calling for adoption of global environmental controls as world leaders take part in the United Nations Climate Summit in Paris. The goal of that summit is to limit average global warming to 2 degrees Celsius. French President François Hollande has warned of obstacles for the summit in reaching a compulsory deal in Paris, including the legality of any accord, financing for poorer countries, and monitoring of countries' pledges to limit greenhouse gas emissions. Pope Francis has called on warring parties in the Central African Republic to lay down their weapons and support efforts to end sectarian strife. Pope arrived in the CAR capital of Bangui Sunday to promote peace and coexistence between Christians and Muslim militants. Francis is scheduled to visit a mosque in Bangui's mostly Muslim PK5 neighborhood later today. Chris Stein reports.
Most of Bangui's mosques were destroyed in sectarian violence that erupted in December 2013 and continues to simmer even now. Pope Francis is expected to visit this mosque, a perhaps risky venture. Anti-Muslim militia groups, known as the Anti-Balaka, surround the neighborhood. Inside PK5 are members of the former Seleka rebel group, which took control of the country in March 2013, only to lose power the following year as the country descended into chaos. The Pope is expected to administer reconciliation to young people here and hold a prayer vigil. Chris Stein for VOA News, Bangui.
The European Union has agreed to a multi-billion-dollar deal with Turkey on migration to address the flow of migrants into Turkey and EU countries. In Brussels, Turkish and European officials discussed a $3.2 billion aid package. Largest group of Syrian migrants arriving in Europe this year have passed through Turkey on their way to Greece or Bulgaria. This is VOA News.